USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, just to be here, it's surreal.
That's the winning Super Bowl 54 quarterback and the game's MVP, the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, after his side beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to take the NFL crown.
Didn't play to my liking in the third quarter, but the guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end.
The impeachment trial against President Trump is ending this week, with closing arguments scheduled for today, and then a vote that's expected to acquit him on both articles of impeachment on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president says the impeachment process has been unfair to both him and his family, saying in a pre-Super Bowl interview on Fox, it's something that should never happen to another president ever again. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Democrats in Iowa will be casting the very first votes of the 2020 presidential race tonight, as voters across that state will gather in caucuses, making their picks for the Democratic presidential nominee. Current polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are still the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. A win or a top three appearance would give candidates a boost as the nominating season rolls onto the New Hampshire primary a week from Tuesday. Tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will be sending more flights to China to bring home American citizens who have been stuck in the province hardest hit by the coronavirus. The deadly virus first appearing there, and it's killed hundreds and infected thousands in China. Pompeo says the U.S. might be bringing home citizens from other countries as well, along with delivering medical supplies to China. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Montana state lawmaker says he believes the Constitution calls for jailing or shooting socialists. Republican Rodney Garcia of Billings offering that opinion at a state GOP gathering late last week when he said he's concerned about the number of socialists entering the U.S. government. Garcia said the Constitution says socialists could be shot or jailed. His party has condemned his remarks. Average gasoline prices across the U.S. decreasing for the third straight week, falling 5 cents a gallon to a national average of 2.46. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at 3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at 2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to 2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October, on continued fears of the coronavirus in China.
I'm John Clemens.
And Apple is now offering iPhone repair house calls in 6 U.S. cities. The new service available so far in San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas. Get us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.